Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
She'll report to a federal prison in Connecticut in March to start serving her sentence on her corruption conviction. That was the order of the federal judge yesterday to former state senator Diane Wilkerson of Boston. The federal guidelines called for a sentence between 36 and 46 months, so it didn't seem like much of a surprise when the judge decided on a 42-month jail term. But Wilkerson and her lawyers call the sentence harsh and unwarranted. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
It was judgment day, and on the way into court and before the judge issued his sentence, Wilkerson said she was hoping for mercy. The pastor and supporters described her as broken by God. But on her way out, she sounded unbroken.
What I would submit to you today is that the very effort by the local and federal law enforcement to accomplish their goal was in itself a most corrupt and outrageous abuse of the justice system.
Minutes earlier, she had stood before Judge Douglas Woodlock, saying she took responsibility for her actions. "I'm guilty of the crimes that are charged," she said. Now she was calling the actions of the government and its collaborators despicable in alleging that the case had been intended to silence her and now convicted Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner.
Fighting every day to provide equality and justice to people for whom it was regularly denied. That can't be denied.
Nonsense, replied the U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz. She inherited the case when she assumed office last year.
But Ms. Wilkerson, the evidence was overwhelming of her involvement in taking bribes. It was video recorded, and it happened on more than one occasion from more than one person for an extensive period of time.
You have multiple payments by multiple people for multiple schemes, the prosecutor John McNeil said in describing those bribes. Urging a strong sentence, he told the judge, "You have a unique opportunity to speak with authority about the corrosiveness of public corruption in this state." As evidence, McNeil pointed to photographs in the daily papers of three beaming former speakers of the House. They'd been greeted like heroes, he said, even though two were convicted felons and a third is awaiting trial on corruption charges. But in sentencing Wilkerson, the judge was clearly influenced. Her attorney, Max Stern, said later.
The judge was motivated, most of all, he said, by the need to crack down on corruption and hand out greater sentences than had been had before.
Stern asked why, if neither of the convicted House speakers served a day in prison, why his client, Wilkerson,
needed to be treated not just in a harsher manner, but in so much harsher a manner than anybody has ever been treated for a similar offense in Massachusetts.
But Wilkerson is a repeat offender, a recidivist, Judge Woodlock said several times. She had already gotten a second chance after her conviction for tax evasion in the 1990s. Yet as a state senator, she engaged in an established pattern of violations of ethics and campaign finance laws. Despite her extraordinary work for her constituents, said the judge, the wish became the mother of the hope she could slide by. People would say she's doing God's work and consequently will be indulgent.
When you're a public official,
vowed the U.S. attorney after sentencing,
and you violate the public trust, then we're going to aggressively and actively pursue those kinds of cases.
The judge had looked out onto a courtroom packed with people from Roxbury, Dorchester, and Mattapan. Regular folks, ministers, and parents of murdered children who saw in Wilkerson someone who had given so much of herself, she was too poor to pay attention to her own personal life. It was an explanation, but not an excuse, the judge said. Of the bribes Wilkerson took, he concluded, it was not crude arm twisting. It was a soft and gentle solicitation, a touch that became the Wilkerson tax. Outside, the person who just asked for mercy and compassion took on a different tenor.
I've been through it before, and I'll get through this. Stronger and with my head held high.
No matter what Diane Wilkerson's pastor and attorney said, broken she isn't. Despite her guilty plea, she and her attorneys walked away talking about seeking vindication. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.